An attack on a church in India has prompted the parish priest, Father John Felix, to make an official complaint to state authorities. In the latest incident at the end of August, attackers targeting Mother Mary Church in Hyderabad, central India, set fire to the main altar, Bibles, missals, hymnals, crucifixes, and liturgical vestments. In his letter, Father Felix called on authorities to reopen the earlier cases as well as investigate the latest incident, stressing that the congregation was under constant threat. The press officer for Aid to the Church in Need, John Pontifex, told Christopher Wells the authorities have pledged to protect the church, but more needs to be done.
We've been in touch with a parish priest in Hyderabad, which is in central India, and he has very kindly sent us a copy of a letter which he has sent to the authorities in the state of Andhra Pradesh. And in this letter, he hits out at the government, and more particularly at the police authorities, for failing to take the necessary step to deter attackers who have repeatedly targeted his church in Hyderabad. And really, you can tell that the poor parish priest has come to the end of his tether. And he feels that as a result of the inaction, as a result of the neglect, these are the words he uses, the aggressors, the attackers, actually feel encouraged to carry out attacks of this kind. And he's really just had enough.
And what's at issue? Why are these churches being attacked? Do we know that?
Not specifically, because the attackers have not in any way, shape, or form been identified by the priest in the letter of which we received a copy. What is the background here, of course, is that India has movements within it that see an inextricable link between India's identity as a nation and its Hindu heritage. Now, that may indeed be coincidental here. It may not be actually what's at issue. But in the context of the persecution that the parts of the Church of India have experienced, it's worth making that point.
What are you hoping for in regards to clearing up this situation?
Well, what Aid to the Church of Need has done as a Catholic charity which supports persecution of other suffering Christians is that we contacted the bishop, Bishop Jacob Barnabas, who has responsibility for this, and he has assured us that the authorities have responded by putting the church under police protection. So we understand that to mean that there is a police guard on duty at the church. But what really is at issue, and it's a point that's very much raised and stressed by Father John Felix, the parish priest of Mother Mary Church in Hyderabad, is that there needs to be an inquiry as to, you know, who's responsible for these attacks and what can be done to prevent them from happening again. Not just the attack, the most recent attack, which was at the end of August, where quite a serious arson took place, affecting Bibles, the main altar, missals, hymnals, crucifixes, and liturgical vestments. Not only that most recent attack, but also two others, two other notable attacks, both one in 2004, where priests and parishioners were threatened with being killed, and one 4 years later, in which people attending a service were locked into the church from the outside. You know, there is a great need here to really flush out those responsible and to deter further such attacks taking place.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything that we haven't touched upon yet?
Well, this is a point that Aid to the Church Need always identifies as a key issue. And it's one that comes up here again, and it is a message from Bishop Jacob Barnabas in India, the responsible bishop for that that particular area. And he is calling on people, calling on the faithful throughout the world to stand in solidarity, most particularly through prayer. he states that the need for prayer is essential because it can be very depressing for the faithful, living in a context which he describes as being one where people in the district do not want to have the church here. So they feel under pressure, and they feel under strain, and it's an issue that we really need to keep in our thoughts and our prayers, particularly at this time.